This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Pulling up the flames, gonna show you what I made of. Breaking every chain that you put on me. You thought I wouldn't change, but I grew.
Got a good sound, man.
Yeah, it does.
Cause I will never be.
Jonathan Waugh.
This fire, this fire's keeping me alive. Making me believe.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good.
You know, I was told it's country, but it doesn't really sound country to me.
No, it's alternative pop that we do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the way, you're very talented.
Very cool. Are you
Thank
in?
You so
are
much.
You, are you in Nashville? Do you live in Nashville or what?
No, man. I live in Montreal. My wife and I bought a little farm out there. We're settled up in Montreal, but I was living. Just prior to that, I was living in a van out in Los Angeles, California, on Malibu, right by the PCH, and living with my dog, and I was writing songs, and Keep Me Alive, the one you just played, was I was just let go from my record label, Warner Music, at the time. I was there for about 5-6 years, and I was in a weird, weird place, man, trying to figure out if music, after doing music for about 15 years, if I should keep going. And I just wrote this song, Keep Me Alive, and it just took off a couple of years ago and changed my life and kind of turned my career around. Which
300
is
million
awesome.
Now, views.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wild.
Hey, Jonathan, listen, I got a question for you. Again, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here in Denver. You know, your dad, huge here. Patrick Waugh, big Hall of Famer.
You might
everything,
have heard of
right?
Him. Legend.
Hey, Jonathan, why aren't you playing hockey?
Well, listen, man. When I was around 6 or 7, I was living out in Denver and going to school at St. Mary's Academy. And my mom bought me my first drum, my first guitar, and I've always wanted to play music. I played my junior hockey in Quebec. I was in, the Sidney Crosby years. Music was just something I really wanted to do for so long. And I called up my dad and said, Dad, after this year, I think I'm going to switch from hockey to music. And he's like, you're crazy, man.
Hey, 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 hey. Jonathan, I mean, we're a laid-back show, but we're not that laid-back.
Am I not allowed to swear?
No, you can't say that. No. You can't use that word.
Yeah, it's called the FCC. Oh,
yeah, okay. I apologize.
So he says
crazy. In Canada, all is allowed.
No,
you Canadians. Yeah, what are you trying to make us lose our license? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
I apologize. Sending you love.
Okay.
I apologize.
Let's start over,
that
Jonathan.
That was scary. I hope that button
Jeepers.
Worked.
Jeepers. Well, I pushed it, so it's on the station.
Okay.
If it didn't work.
Someone should have told me that at 7 a.m.
No,
in the morning. I had no idea.
You can't talk like that on the air.
It's an FCC thing called.
Didn't your daddy teach you better?
Anyway, so where we were is that
he tried to show me how to save pucks, but that didn't work.
Yeah.
I
some music. Okay, all right.
Well,
Jeez.
Puck rhymes with, and so that's what he meant to say.
Yeah.
let me play. I'm going to play part of this song again because it's got a really good sound to it, dude.
Thank you, guys.
No, I mean, I did not
expect
this.
I think it's my seventh album in Korea. I've been doing this for about 20 years now. And wow. I've never come to Denver to play music, so I'm super excited for the first time coming to the Marquee Theater on the 18th. And I'm pumped to come, you know, see my old friends and family, and I'm just really excited, man.
Yeah, we're pumped for you. We may give away tickets to see you, if that's possible.
That'd be awesome.
Anyway, when we first heard about you, we were told that you were coming out of Nashville, you were doing country music, and there were a lot of things that were said that weren't accurate, okay? But I guess you're, you know, some of your labels coming out of there. But, man, listening to this music, it's not country at all, and it's very catchy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Got a good hook to it. All right, here we go. Okay. Jonathan Waugh, and listen to this music.
Rolling up the flames, gonna show you what I made of. Breaking every chain that you put on me. You thought I wouldn't change, but I grew on you. Cause I will never be what you wanted. This fire, this fire, escape from me.
The Marquee Theater. It's going to be on April 18th. How do people get tickets, Jonathan?
They can go to my website, jonathanwaughofficial.com, or I think probably on the website of the Marquee Theater. I'm sure you can get them there as well.
April 18th. And now, I do have a question. This is a hard-hitting one. What was it like being called Jonathan Roy your whole life?
Oh, man. Listen, I'm proud of who my dad is, you know?
No, everybody got the name wrong. Like Mr. Roy, and you're like, it's Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it never bothered me 1 second. I think sometimes in some places it's easier to just say Roy and give into that.
Yeah. But,
You guys did good. You guys did good, so I'm all good with it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right, maybe when you get into town, you can come by and see us. We'd love to meet you.
Now I'll come in with a guitar and play a couple songs for you guys anytime. I'd love that.
We'd love to have you in here. Bring Dad, too.
Carson
wants an autographed jersey.
I think he's struggling with the New York Islanders right now. I don't know if you guys
know. Yeah, it's having a rough go. It's okay.
Cheap shot. All right. Hey, Jonathan. Good luck to you, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we will see you on April 18th
again. It's a pleasure, guys.
It's at the Marquee Theater. There you go.
All right, we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you for helping out, man. Really appreciate it.
Jonathan Waugh, right there. And, you know, Patrick Waugh's son, big name here in Colorado, obviously.
Good.
And so we'll see what happens. He's going to come to town on the 18th, and that should be a good show. So get your tickets.
Filthy mouth, though.
Yeah.
Filthy.
I don't know about that.
Filthy mouth.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.